Ah, good old Casa Grande. Thank God we're home, huh? I swear I thought the holidays might never end.
They usually do, though.
Here, Bill, help me get all these gifts out of the car and into the house.
We sure got a lot of them.
Yeah, makes you wonder if we should have bought anyone anything.
Why?
Yeah, I guess when you look at it that way, you're right.
Hurry, let's get these bags in so I can use the bathroom. I'm kind of going Play-Doh dispenser over here.
Well, I certainly could have done without that, Mr. Walburton. Good gosh. Hello, Mr. Steinberg. Did you miss us?
Shalom, sis. Shalom, Bill.
Jesus was a Christian, you know.
Now, Bill, we've been through this. That simply isn't. You know what? Never mind. You two have a good day now.
Oh, thank God, because for a second there, I thought you were going to bore us with another one of your stories, like you tend to do. And we sort of got our hands full right now.
Plus, I got a turtle poking its head out.
Oy vey.
Holy moly, Bill, do you see what I'm seeing?
If you mean old man Steinberg's eye wart, then yes.
No. Our mailbox, it's empty.
Maybe on account we've been gone so long, they stopped sending us mail.
Well, that's just it. We've been gone nearly a month. It should be overflowing. I think somebody else stole our mail.
Probably punks.
My thoughts exactly. Hey there, you two punks there. You've been taking our mail?
No, ma'am. Hey, old lady Walburton, why you gotta be calling us punks all the time?
First of all, I'll thank you to refer to me as Mrs. Walburton. Old Lady Walburton happens to be my husband's mother's name.
Yeah, she's so old she's dead.
Secondly, maybe if you're not wearing all that black clothing, we wouldn't take you for punks like we do.
On account punks only wear black.
My shirt's navy blue, and mine's chestnut brown.
Just the kind of excuses I'd expect out of the mouths of a couple punks. Now, if you'll excuse us, Mr. Walburton's really got to poop.
Really bad, too.
You'll let us know if you hear anything about our missing mail.
You punks.
Ah, home sweet home.
Hope them punks didn't take our toilet paper when they stole our mail. That would mean first and second string measures are gone.
Here, Bill, before you throw mud, help me put these bags away.
But...
Oh, gosh, now who is it?
Probably the punks again.
Punks don't ring doorbells, Bill.
Doesn't Johnny Cash always wear black? Was he a punk?
Oh, heavens no, he was a good Christian.
So was Jesus, you know.
I know, Bill. Can I help you, young man?
Yes, I'm selling magazine subscriptions to help raise money for a school trip. Would you be interested in taking a quick look at the discounts we have to offer?
No, but we could use the company, so come on in.
Seeing that you're wearing beige and all.
So what do we got here?
I hope nothing's smutty.
Oh, no, sir. Let's see, I've got pretty much anything you're looking for. GQ, Highlights, Better Homes and Gardens, Cat Fancy. Oh, Time, Man of the Year issue is always a big one.
Nothing smutty, huh?
No, but I've got People. George Clooney, Sexiest Man of the Year.
George who?
George Clooney. He's a famous actor.
Is this him in the black shirt?
Punk.
Oh, he's not sexy. Now, Ron Ely, there was a sexy man for you. This George Clooney, he's no Ron Ely.
I'm sorry, I don't think I've heard of Ron Ely.
Never heard of Ron Ely?
He was Tarzan the Ape Man, only he played the kind of Tarzan who'd been to college.
Never wore a shirt, though, not in a single episode.
Well, maybe he'll win next year.
Probably not. I think he's dead.
Old man Ely, if you ask me.
Well, we've got plenty of other magazines.
Wait, would these magazines come through the mail?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, there you go. We couldn't order anything even if we wanted to.
Which we don't.
See, our mail's being stolen.
By punks.
That's right, punks.
Well, anyway, this particular Tarzan was raised by the apes. Then apparently he got some fancy people learning, and I guess felt he owed it to the apes to go back and show them what he'd learned.
Okay. Well, if you're not interested in purchasing any subscriptions, I guess I better be going.
Good, because I got a mud ship about to capsize.
Well, take care of yourself, young man. Bill, why don't you walk him to the door?
But...
Oh, no, that's all right. I'll let myself out.
You and my turd both, apparently.
Oh, hey, Bill.
Steinberg.
In all the excitement of watering my plants, I forgot to inform you we picked up your mail for you while you were gone. Here you go.
Let's not worry about that right now. Hey, college boy, tell Steinberg here that Jesus was a Christian.
I thought he was Jewish.
You mean to tell me Jesus didn't believe he existed?
Oy vey.
Hey, does anyone smell poop?
Whoopsie.